I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Tim McKee. He's the program director of NextGen 911. That's a program that upgrades 911 service across the Upper Peninsula through Peninsula Fiber Network, or PFN. We talked about the benefits it provides for people, especially in rural locales around the UP. Here's more with Tim McKee.
Next Generation 911 is an IP-based system that allows digital information like voice, photos, video, text to flow seamlessly from the caller to the 911 network and on to the first responders. It's a digital system that's a network of networks. So there's some redundancy, some resiliency, and some reliability that exists as it's based on a set of standards that we build that network on.
With 911 service in particular, one of the changes has been is the advent of everybody having a cell phone, having some sort of wireless device that they can communicate with. What challenges does that create for keeping that contact in case of an emergency?
So the old 911 system was built on back in, 40 years ago when everybody had a telephone hanging on the wall in their kitchen. Mm-hmm. And, some, like my mom, she still has a phone hanging on her wall, but there's a lot of people now that have gone strictly to the cellular phone. And that cellular phone requires some changes in the way that calls are handled through the old wireline network. Mm-hmm. And that wireline twisted copper pairs just doesn't keep up with the technology that's available today.
So what does this program do that addresses that?
So one of the things that we've done with Next Gen 911 in the Upper Peninsula is we worked with the Upper Peninsula 911 Authority, a collaboration of all 15 counties in the Upper Peninsula. They have put a board together that put some standards out or set up some things to identify what we needed to have in place. And as a former 911 director, that's when I was working with the Upper Peninsula 911 Authority, we looked at Peninsula Fiber Network as the provider for that network service that would connect all the dispatch centers in the Upper Peninsula together. Mm-hmm. And provide us with that network backbone that would handle the 911 call traffic in our dispatch centers.
Hasn't there been sometimes, at least as this was getting established, maybe some abilities of these services to stay in a contact or communicate with each other? This sounds like this is addressing that.
Oh, yes. This is this has just brought our dispatch centers the technology that we never had before. And it's brought us the texting. Right now, in 2014 is when we connected all the dispatch centers and started running on this IP network. Mm-hmm. For our answering our 911 telephone calls. And in 2015, it was September, as a matter of fact, we have texting now throughout the Upper Peninsula. So you can text to 911 in the Upper Peninsula, where you can't do that in a lot of places downstate.
With the texting in particular to 911, this is something that, especially if you're sort of stuck in a rural location, texting is a pretty good option to have.
Correct. With texting, call if you can, text if you can't. That's the most important thing, because it's always better to call and speak to a dispatcher to explain what the emergency is before you send it to in a text. In the Upper Peninsula, we looked at another method of being able to communicate with dispatch, and that was texting and text to the UP. In the Peninsula, you can text to 911. And we think that there's three different benefit areas, such as a home invasion. Perhaps a person is maybe upstairs in a closet, doesn't want to speak because there's somebody broke into their house. They can send a text to 911. Maybe there's an abusive partner that they don't want to pick up the phone and call, but they'll send a text to 911. And we've had instances where that's happened and proven true. It helps those who are deaf, hard of hearing. Maybe they have some speech impediments or something of that nature. That's been a real handy tool to use, a text to 911. And there's some areas where wireless service is limited. You know, sending a text to where a call doesn't go through, maybe a text will go through. Obviously, if you have no service, you have no service. But if you got one bar, maybe you can get that text through where you couldn't get that voice call through. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the areas where, you know, it's been proven as a useful tool to reach 911 in the event of an emergency. And that information is helpful to receive at the dispatch center so that it can be sent out to the first responders so that they know what they're going to.
That's Tim McKee, the program director for Next Gen 911 with PFN, Peninsula Fiber Network. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.